97 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest salvo in the Trump administration's fight with Ukraine, Kyiv rejecting Donald Trump's offer to settle war debts by handing over half the country's mineral resources to the United States. Hamas to release six more hostages tomorrow as a part of the ceasefire. Israel's prime minister vowing revenge after one of the bodies handed over yesterday turned out not to be that of an abducted mother, Shiri Bibas. The Pope is improving.
Pope Francis continues to receive treatment for pneumonia at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. Sources tell ABC News the Pope is still working and seeing Vatican officials, spending his time between bed and an armchair, also reporting that he's breathing independently. Thursday night, doctors said the Pope's condition has improved and signaled that he's responding well to treatment. It's unclear how long Pope Francis will remain hospitalized or whether he will lead noon prayer on Sunday. Marcus Moore, ABC News, Rome.
Court date today for Luigi Mangione, accused of killing insurance CEO Brian Thompson. This is ABC News.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In an update to a story we brought you yesterday, Metro Transit had some bus delays Thursday due to extreme numbers of absent drivers. Well, now we know that the ones who could work refused overtime to cover those routes. The city is currently in negotiations with the Teamsters 120 union, which represents Metro Transit drivers and mechanics. City officials released a statement saying they're disappointed that, quote, in the middle of bargaining, some Metro employees chose to take concerted action that disrupted a vital service, end quote. Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a new bill that would designate certain places safe havens from immigration officers, like schools, hospitals, and churches. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
A new bill proposed by Wisconsin Democrats aims to designate certain locations as, quote, safe havens. According to a Wisconsin Watch report, those would be places where immigration officers would be barred. The legislation introduced by state senators seeks to maintain protections for immigrants in places like schools, healthcare facilities, and places of worship. The move follows the Department of Homeland Security's recent cancellation of Biden-era guidelines that limited immigration enforcement in those areas.
The Wisconsin Council of Churches represents more than 30 churches across Wisconsin and is part of a lawsuit suing the Trump administration, saying immigration officials should not be allowed in places of worship. And you may see new ads in the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court, some of them paid for by a group largely funded by Elon Musk. The conservative Building America's Future is spending $1.6 million on ads supporting Brad Schimmel, the former Wisconsin Attorney General. These nonprofits don't have to specify who their donors are, but the Washington Post says Elon Musk is its major backer. The race will determine the balance of Wisconsin's Supreme Court, which currently has a 4-3 liberal majority, and it's a liberal justice who's retiring. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks beating the Clippers at Fiserv Forum, 116-110. Giannis Antetokounmpo back after missing six games, leading the team with 23 points in just 24 minutes of playing time. Head coach Doc Rivers, though, pleased with the team's defensive performance in the fourth quarter.
I thought we guarded the ball. I thought our length was a major factor out there. I thought Brooke, Jericho, Giannis, Kuz, all just their length. That was big for us.
College basketball, Marquette on the road against Villanova. Shaka Smart says whenever the Golden Eagles play at home, he's inspired by the banner that honors two former coaches.
I look up in the rafters and I just think about those guys, and I think about Al McGuire and Hank Raymond's. Just what they put into this program, how they created success, the fact that they went through adversity just like we do. Their road wasn't always a smooth one.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Happy Friday to you. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, mostly clear with lows near 7 above. Warmer this weekend, mostly sunny on Saturday with highs in the upper 20s. Up to 37 for the high on Sunday. Right now, it's 3 degrees.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman, Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
There's no separation between the Kremlin and the White House right now. The White House is a full-time Kremlin propaganda operation. I think there's a real probability that American troops are gonna have to fight abroad to protect the global world order and our allies and perhaps American sovereignty itself.
Okay, Senator Chris Murphy. Yes, there's the most shocking headline ever. Kremlin absolutely agrees with Trump on Zelensky. They're just polite chipmunks. That's what they are, but fella.
After you. Oh, no. Oh. You first. Thank you.
That's so weird that they're just so in, alignment. Kremlin said it absolutely agreed with Trump on Ukraine after he criticized Zelensky for not holding elections, blah, 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 blah. We have already also mentioned this position is more favorable to us than the previous administration and that we absolutely agree with the American administration. Oh, I see. Yes. Biden did not offer to give you the Ukraine. Hi, Chris. Are you okay?
We're not on.
Oh, dear.
We're not on TV.
Oh, we're not on TV. Okay, but I assume I'm not like a tree in a forest, Bella.
Oh, no. We're still kicking.
Yeah. If people can hear us, then we're here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I thought we had that all resolved, our little TV difficulties. Oh, well. We have Glenn Kirshner. We have John Fugel saying we have Frangela all coming up on the big shoe. All right. Oh, you know what? Why don't we skip to this since it's just you and me here? Where is, hang on, J.D., oh, no, you can't play it, never mind. Only Chris can play it.
We're
good. Oh, we're on. Hi, we're back. Okay, we're back. Hello.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
I'm engineer as well, so.
Yes, I know you are.
Okay.
Hello. Okay.
Okay, what do you want me to play?
14.
14,
yes.
Okay.
J.D., just because it's about the youngins and
yes.
Bella's here.
Okay.
Culture sends a message to young men that you should suppress every masculine urge. You should try to cast aside your family. You should try to suppress what makes you a young man in the first place. And I think that my message to young men is don't allow this broken culture to send you a message that you're a bad person because you're a man.
Shut up!
And now here are some thoughts from 22-year-old Bella.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. If you need the vice president to tell you how to be a man, then you're not a man. You
right.
should not be a man.
Especially doughy pant load like J.D. Vance.
Right.
Especially the guy who's attracted to couches. Come
Thank
on.
Thank you. Thank you, couch fucker. Thank you,
Come
Bella.
On.
Good point. Good point. Is that what makes you a man, being attracted to Ottomans? Is that what it is? I knew you would have thoughts about
that. Oh, yeah.
What did he talked about them raising people to be androgynous idiots. I'm like, what are you?
Give me a break. My God.
Okay. Does that mean like androgynous? You like the, you know,
Barca loungers and ottomans, or is it, I'm not really
sure.
He
swings both ways. Yeah.
All right. Oh, I guess we're not done with our technical difficulties yet, as Chris is running around. Did you see broadcast news, Mel, or is that too? So, okay, never mind. It said they were running around crazy before they went on air. Okay, never mind. All right. I might as well read my hate tweet because it does also involve you, Bella. Jeff says,
good.
Steph, please talk less.
Oh.
Okay, Jeff, I will make a note of that on the Stephanie Miller Show, to talk less. And referring to Bella's age every time you bring her up makes you sound stupid and old.
Oh.
Just because your cat is around your knees, don't hate on her for her healthy cat. It took me a while to figure out what he was talking about.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh, my vagina? Is that what you're talking about? Just because you cat, he didn't even say your cat. He said, you cat is around your knees. I'm like, I don't have a cat. Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't hate on Bella for healthy cat.
Why not?
Okay. All right. And I won't bring up that 22-year-old Bella is 22 anymore, Jeff. By the way, did I mention she's 22? Bella, here's something you'll learn about me. If you tell me not to do something, I'm just going to do it.
Uh-huh.
You are still in your introductory period here on Stephanie Miller Show. All right. And people are they're clingy with you already.
So I love it.
Yeah. All right. You know what? People are having mental distress, emotional distress, I think, causing them to have weird dreams. Jen has blue skied. I had a dream that Stephanie Miller ran for president against Trump and won. I think that's perfectly plausible. It's not like there is any embarrassing tape of any kind that might prevent my political career.
No skeletons in that closet.
No! When you always say you've seen my cooch, I'm like, who hasn't?
Well, I mean, didn't we have it as like the extras on the DVD extras on the...
Not with my permission.
We needed to sell merch.
Anyway, Stephanie won, and whenever any politician would say something stupid, she would get out her box and play things like "You're a lying sack of crap." It was the perfect alternate universe. All right, you know what? Whatever gets you through the night, Jen. Whatever gets you through the night. Okay. Speaking of fine Americans, by the way, Chris, this is how it's done. We congratulated Midas Touch for knocking Joe Rogan out of the top spot. And look at our friend Allison Gill from Mueller. She wrote that I just want to congratulate Midas Touch for beating Joe Rogan and thank them for representing my recommending my Substack, Indie Media, blah, blah, blah. And then she says, check out theirs and blah, blah, blah. That's how you polite progressive chipmunks. That's how you do it,
That's
Chris.
Right.
That's how you do it. That's how we spread, right?
After you. Oh, no. You first.
Thank you. We promote other people all the time. Once again, let's review for those in the back. We are not a podcast. That's why we're not on the podcast
right.
list. We are a radio and TV show with 6 million listeners. So right. we're in a whole different universe. We don't go by downloads. Except, well, we do have... Chris, explain what's available to the people. We do have...
We have the Stephanie Miller Happy Hour podcast, which has three different podcasts right. in that one feed. There's a Happy Hour Extra, which is every right. day. It's the best interview of the day. It's we have Stephanie Miller's Out of the Gate, which is in that same podcast, which is the first segment
there
of every
go.
Day.
All
and
right.
then at the end of the week on Fridays, we have the Stephanie Miller Happy Hour podcast, which are the best two interviews of the entire
right.
week.
Anyway, it's material that's repurposed from this show
right.
because we produce 15 hours of original content a week, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. So, and then you can get the commercial-free Stephcast, which is a podcast, but we're not on the
right.
free podcast
right.
list. So anyway, my point is support everybody right. in this space. That's how we take back this information ecosphere. Support Midas Touch and Mueller, she wrote, and Frangela and John Fugelsang and Hal Sparks and I'm forgetting people, of course, but there's so many. Obviously, Dino Badala, Michelangelo Signorelli here on Sirius XM Progress, yada yada.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. This is you might want to cue our new sponsor, Hitler Burger. Jim tweets last night while wielding a chainsaw given to him by I don't know who. It's CPAC, Elon Musk. Get it? Because he's cutting waste and fraud, which he's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the. See, every time I say we're at the dumbest part of the timeline, they take that as a challenge. Elon Musk wore a hat he introduced, which says MAGA in a language which was used by Nazis.
I go now to the Hitler Burger, the Hitler Burger, the Hitler Burger. I go now to the Hitler Burger to get myself my lunch.
Human liver spot. Steve Bannon was also in attendance, Jim says. And he also threw up a Nazi salute as... As you do now, because that's just like saying, good morning for them.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. There's a lot happening. Is there any chance we're launching satellites from NASA? There's a lot happening right now. Okay. I was listening to a segment this morning too, but speaking of Germany, about brain drain, that all of our scientists, this is what happened in reverse. And, you know, the Nazi days is they lost a lot of their best scientists. They left Germany. And now it's happening the other way. Our best scientists are going to Germany because the Nazis are here, you see. So we're going to fall behind because did I say, I'm sorry, Bella? I'm sorry. I don't have enough bottles of wine to give you too.
Yeah.
Bottles of vodka?
Do we have our beer song, by the way? You know, there was another beer tragedy. Did you see this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is not a good time.
No, it's not.
For this to happen. Where is it? Oh, my God. I mean, is there enough beer to get through the next 4 years? Oh, here it is.
There it is.
Yeah, a truck on
Florida.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Highway overturned and spilled an estimated 44,000 pounds of beer.
What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunk or quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer!
Cut my belly out to here.
Beer!
I could not refuse
beer!
I could really use a beer.
Beer!
Beer!
Wow. Wow, wow,
that's
wow.
A lot of beer.
Yeah. This is no time to lose beer.
Probably had a lot of Red-X going on, just licking the pavement to try and clean it up.
Just, you know what requires a lot of beer? Just the top story this morning.
Okay.
Just happens to be top on my stack. Senate votes to confirm Kash Patel. Okay.
I mean...
Is that not going to haunt your dream? What does he have? Marty Feldman eyes? Betty Davis eyes? Something.
Bella, do you know who Marty Feldman is?
No.
Not off the top of my head.
Okay.
No. Mr. Patel will be a political and national security disaster, said Dick Durbin outside FBI headquarters. A building Patel has said he wants to shut down and reopen as a museum to the deep state.
Yep.
That's kids for centuries are going to wake up to those eyes and him. Is that his Grindr profile in the leather stuff or what is that? Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Pardon me. That was my fault. That's my technical difficulty. you know what I mean? The leather thing?
It's probably more scruff.
Oh, is it?
His scruff profile.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I desperately need a. I got a real love letter.
Oh.
As in a man still wants to have sex with me. This
wow.
is fantastic. Yeah.
Do they listen to the show?
Oh, I'm not supposed to reference 22-year-old Bella being 22. But you'll get to that age too where you become invisible to men.
She's had a boyfriend for 3 years.
Yeah. I know. Well, she's 22. I'm just saying.
He's flying today. Thoughts and prayers, guys.
Oh,
thoughts and prayers.
Man.
Oh,
man. Oh, we probably shouldn't play that soundbite then. The FAA, former FAA official.
Uh-huh.
Where is that? Go ahead.
You want me to play it?
Yeah, why not?
You said we probably should.
Good luck,
play.
Jack.
God,
I know.
There it is.
Nine.
Nine. Okay.
Yeah. Former FAA.
Fired. I'm, quote, scared to death, and the American public should be scared, too, is what we're hearing from Charlie Statlander, who says he was working on an urgent FAA defense program in Hawaii to detect incoming cruise missiles. He thought his job would be spared because it focused on national security.
Mm.
But on Friday, along with hundreds of other FAA probationary employees, he was fired.
I do think the American public does need to be concerned.
The White House defended these cuts by saying no air traffic controllers nor any professionals who perform safety critical functions were terminated. Is that accurate from what you know?
So again, I was in the FAA National Defense Program, so I don't really have any knowledge on the air traffic controller side of that. But I can tell you that the second part of that, regarding public safety or critical public safety, from my perspective and the work I was doing, is a false statement.
Mm. Okay, that's one of the fired FAA employees saying, "If I'm scared to fly, Americans should be scared to fly."
Okay.
All right. I was supposed to go see my sister next month. Okay. Yeah, somebody was saying, you know, they used to give out those little hand sanitizers. They should give out Xanax now.
Please.
Yeah. And someone else said, this is no time for those tiny size liquor bottles. Right? I'll be like, what is this from the Barbie Dreamhouse, this wine bottle? I need a real one.
Are we going to allow Xanax without a prescription now, please?
I think we should.
I think we should.
The FAA should look into that.
There's a couple of high schools
sanitizer.
In the area. I'm sure they're floating around.
Ah. Bella would know. She was in high school closer than we were.
Let me get to my love sex letter.
Oh, yes.
You know what? Maybe I should have sex with a man again before I go down my flight next month. Billy. It's from Billy. Not that Billy.
Oh,
no, not that Billy.
Billy.
No. Billy, don't be a hero.
Okay.
Love letter, you gorgeous thing. So he knows I'm going to read it. Mm-hmm. My name is Billy. I'm a defrocked evangelical pastor, former registered Republican, white Southern truck-driving liberal, and I am in love with you.
Oh.
Hi, Billy. I've been frustrated about my lust for you since my brother told me you were a lesbian shortly after seeing you. See, they, it only makes you want me more. Always want what you can have.
He's fantasizing sitting in a corner. You know,
are you saying you can help me lick this lesbian thing? I think you are. Mm-hmm. Shortly after seeing you on Ed Schultz and planning an over-the-road truck trip from Tennessee to California to propose marriage.
Stalker. Oh,
probably good you didn't do that. I just want to call in and flirt with you on live radio, you gorgeous baby doll. Oh, Billy, thank you. Huh. That lifted my spirits.
You could travel around the country in Billy's cab.
He could drive me in his giant truck, too.
Yes.
And you could have
truck sex in that little bed that they have in the cab.
His truck nuts slapping
rhythmically.
Yeah, that sounds great.
He doesn't sound like the kind of trucker that would have truck nuts, though.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm considerably less gay after that letter. Okay, let's...
He likes you, Stephanie.
I like you too, Billy. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour.
You're so appreciative of your adoration.
Oh, my God. This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. What? Yes, gummies, tincture, CBD relief stick. Yes, I'm doing 50 miles tomorrow on my bike. Why? Because I am not smart. That little twinge in my back hasn't really gone away because I don't stop. But that's because I have an enabler, my CB Distillery relief stick. Just rub that sucker on there. It goes, whoop, magically goes away. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even that post-workout pain that actually works. 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. Once you try it, you wonder how you ever got by without it. Over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee. The source we trust, CB Distillery, right now. You can save 20% with the promo code Stephanie at cbdistillery.com. That is cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie, not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
It's positively delightful.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
Got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Not me. I'll be here. I've got nowhere else to go. Oh, it's in honor of Chris LaVoy, who gets to finally take his vacation next week.
Yes.
Poor little Elf had to work over Christmas.
I did.
Making cookies and running best ofs.
Well,
and,
yeah.
And then a lot of technical rebuild in the studio.
And we,
the spectacular hire of Abella. Training.
Getting her up and running. She is up and running. So
yes.
As soon as the training wheels came off, I'm like, I'm out of here. This chair is spinning at 10 o'clock today.
Open the emergency chute, grab the beer. I'm out of here. Can I just say, since we have love letters going around, Bella, one of the big things for you on this job, you're learning from the very best in the entire country.
Yes.
25 years with this guy, and he is the best, and he deserves vacation. So, Jody Hamilton, thank you so much. She will be in filling in, co-hosting, and on cameras.
Yep.
Bella's
going to
do sound bites. I'm a big girl. I'm going to do my own show prep.
Whee!
Oh, boy.
Confirm the guests.
Wait a minute. Any bets on how long that's going to last before she assigns it to either you or Jody?
No. Don't be ridiculous.
I have faith.
It can be stressful.
It's going to be super ladies' night in here for Ohio.
And
boys are dumb. We're pulling up the rope. We're going in the fort. We're pulling up the rope boys.
You're going to be swimming in estrogen.
Yay.
Doing the backstroke.
Uh-huh.
Woo, woo. Chris,
what?
Who said?
Okay.
Let me.
All right. Let's do this.
Let me say that again. The man my Republican colleagues are about to vote to lead the FBI believes there is irrefutable proof that the agency he's about to lead secretly organized the violent assault on the Capitol. That is bananas. My Republican colleagues know that.
General Buck Turgidson.
No, that was a good guess, but no. It was Senator Chris Murphy who essentially said... I wish if he would have said in the immortal words of Gwen Stefani, I would have enjoyed that more. And if he would have actually said, this is bananas, B-A-N-A-N, that would have, right? Messaging. Look into it.
You just did not spell bananas right just then.
I left out some letters. You get the idea. All right. Karen in Chicago. Hello. Boo boo foo. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, Chris. Have a great vacation.
Thank you.
You deserve it.
Thank you.
He does.
Bella, yes, you were in the very best hands. Chris is only occasionally wrong, so I have every confidence that things are going to be great.
Right.
And then, Stephanie, yes, to answer the question, pretty much everybody has seen your hooch, including my governor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So,
Chicago's sexy liberal. That was bad.
But I think really quick, you know, the polling, I watched a little bit of Rachel last night, and the polling is just reflective of, I think, people who have taken our government and the role of government for granted and not understanding. So when the Republicans have run this narrative, this big lie that big government is...
And Glenn Kirshner next.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
After we've discriminated against, deported, or disparaged all the immigrants and the gay and lesbian and transgender people, the developmentally disabled, the women, and the minorities, Once we've ostracized our neighbors and betrayed our friends, after that, when the problems we started with are still there staring us in the face, what comes next? All the atrocities of human history lurk in the answer to that question. And if we don't want to repeat history, then for God's sake, in this moment, we better be strong enough to learn from it.
Thank you. Governor Pritzker, star of stage screen, Chicago Sexy Liver, where he did sadly see my hooch. Okay, that's not important now. You know what's important now? Patriots, what? Heroes of democracy.
Thank
this
God.
Guy, former U.S. Attorney
Glenn Kirshner,
is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner!
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner!
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Pearson blue-eyed.
Glenn Kirshner!
We got that Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Hi, Glenn Kirshner. Hi.
Good morning, Steph.
Hi. Now, we couldn't talk about this last week, but you did your announcement why you left MSNBC, and everybody's like, you're not leaving Stephanie, are you? And I was being very clingy online. I was liking all of those. And you, can you please confirm that you are not ever, ever going to leave me?
Oh, I think I answered some of those posts, and I said, oh, hell no, I am never leaving Stephanie.
God, talk about this a little bit. You just, because you said to us last week off air, you know, no more corporate media for me. I mean, They are part of the problem, Glenn. But I got to tell you, as I said, you really are a hero of democracy because not many people do anything that costs them anything. Look at the cowardice of this Republican Party, right?
I'm a really shrewd businessman, Steph. I walked away from a paid gig at MSNBC. I was there 6.5 years. I had another 6 months left on my most recent contract. I went to the leadership and I said, would you voluntarily release me from my contract? I won't break it. I'll stick with you if you say no, but I really want to offer myself up. I don't want to say as a punching bag, but as a counterpoint on all conservative, right-leaning outlets. And I want to try to talk and listen across the great divide and just tell folks about what's going on the rule of law front from the perspective of a 30-year federal prosecutor. So, to that end, I'm trying to walk the walk, albeit Principles First. It is a conservative conference in Washington, D.C. tomorrow and Sunday, and it is principled Republicans' answer to CPAC.
Yeah.
So I, you know what? I'm all in for democracy, even if I do so at my own disadvantage.
I keep saying courage is contagious, Glenn, and maybe some of yours will rub off. I'm sure you saw the Vanity Fair reporting that Republicans are physically afraid, which is why many of them are bending the knee to Trump. On all of these nominees they know are profoundly unqualified because they are, I mean, what has our country come to, Glenn? They are physically afraid of these violent MAGA thugs.
Steph, I say to these Republicans in Congress, woman up. We used to say man up, but that is no longer in vogue because the men don't seem to have, you know, even one vertebra. But listen, nobody said governing was going to be easy. You ran for office. You were elected by your constituents. Now, dang it, stand up for your constituents, for the safety of the American people. And, I mean, this is going to sound hyperbolic, but our allies around the world now feel like they are at risk based on what we're seeing out there because, among other things, Kash Patel, somebody entirely ill-suited, was just confirmed to head up our nation's premier law enforcement agency. You know, the Republicans in Congress need to stand up, they need to woman up, they need to man up, and they need to begin protecting their own dang constituents who put them in office.
Yeah. I saved this Wall Street Journal headline for you just because this is what happens in a lawless country. January 6 rioters argue pardons apply to charges including murder plot and child porn. I mean, this is what happens when you say the president is immune. We are a lawless country now.
Why would they not ask Donald Trump to have their back on all crimes? I mean, look at what he just did for Eric Adams. You know, he said, look, Mayor Adams, I want a political favor, though. I want you to help, just like he told Zelensky.
Yeah.
I know you want money to help defend against unlawful Russian aggression. I need a favor, though, a dirty political, you know, announcement by you against my opponent, Joe Biden. He did the same thing to Mayor Adams. I want a political favor from you, Mayor. I want you to help me with my political priorities, immigration and others. So I will dismiss the case, but hold it over your head because I can rebring it so that you will remain in line. I mean, this is such a dramatic abuse of the rule of law and the power of the Department of Justice. I can't tell you.
What's Judge Ho going to rule, do you think, and when? He's obviously heard this case now. I mean, to me, I'm not a lawyer, Gwen, but the government didn't say he's innocent. It seems to me they confirmed the quid pro quo, that it's for this unrelated thing that we want him to do.
The words out of Emil Bove's own mouth, Donald Trump's former criminal defense attorney, who's now number two at the Department of Justice, were, there's no problem with the evidence or our theory of prosecution in this case. We just want a political favor. We want him to be able to help. And here's the thing. I wish I could take down all of the red herrings, because Bove told Judge Ho, it's because Adams needs a security clearance so he can help us on our immigration task force, and he doesn't have one because he has a pending case hanging over. Well, wait a minute. Donald Trump could just order he get a security clearance. So those kind of arguments from Bove are not just red herrings. They're pure BS. Here's what I hope Judge Ho does. I hope now that he has gotten what we call a proffer, the information from the parties, he sets a hearing and he puts people on the stand to make sure that this dismissal is not contrary to the public interest. That's the standard. And it is contrary to the public interest.
Yeah, it seems clear. So New York Governor Kathy Hochul will not remove Mayor Adams. She says she plans to say she won't overrule the will of the voters, but will impose strict oversight of Adams' administration. Guardrails, she says, include the establishment of new state and deputy inspector general dedicated to the city. What do you make of her decision?
The Dems don't fight. Listen, I will criticize you right, left, and center if you are not standing up for the health of American democracy and for the safety of your own dang constituents. The Dems refuse to fight. Eric Adams is disqualified from serving as the mayor 10 times over, specifically because he's being leveraged now by Donald Trump with a case hung over his head. It's insane that the Dems don't fight with all of the legitimate, lawful tools they have. I know it's not an easy process to remove the mayor, but let's start the ball rolling, begin taking steps on the process, and see if it's the right thing to do. For gosh sakes, the Dems have to start fighting.
So, Glenn, these are two bad rule of law stories. Judge rules DOGE can access Education Department data. They said the group that sued presented no evidence that DOGE would misuse or improperly disclose information. They're obligated by law to keep confidential. Wow, they have a lot more confidence than I do. And then the federal judge just ruled the Trump administration can for now continue its mass firings of federal employees. The ruling is temporary while litigation plays out. Talk to us about where we are.
The mass firings of probationary employees, which means these are people who have been hired by the federal government, but they haven't satisfied their probationary period, so they're not converted into permanent employees. I think ultimately they're going to have a successful legal challenge because these mass emails went out saying, dear federal employee, without even naming the person, because of your poor job performance, you're being terminated. The reality is, it's not because of poor job performance. It's because Donald Trump is trying to instill terror around the country. If he can terrorize enough people, enough populations, then maybe he can begin ruling as the dictator he wants to be. So listen, there are some skirmishes in court that, you know, the people lost, the people who brought, you know, requests for temporary restraining orders and injunctive relief. But here's the thing. Those are preliminary skirmishes. That's not the battle. That's not the war. These cases will continue. And part of the challenge right now, we don't know what the hell Musk is doing inside government. So those parties, those people who have brought those suits, don't have the evidence yet to present to the judge about why what he's doing is wrong. So hold fast. Don't be discouraged by the reporting about these preliminary skirmishes that we are losing.
A lot of Democrats tried to warn, don't take these deals. He will stiff you like he has every contract that ever worked for him. Yeah. I don't know if you saw this thing in this story in the Washington Post yesterday. These feds took Trump's fork deal. They got fired, creating a government mess. I mean, all of these insiders now, and these are not just Democrats, it's all these federal employees and all of these agencies, of course, are telling the truth now about how indiscriminate, chaotic, incompetent all of this is. Dave Elmstrom's knew what he wanted he would do in the Trump administration's resignation offer, titled Fork in the Road, landed in his inbox. Take it. He replied, resign on February 5th, according to an email. He also signed a resignation agreement, though no supervisor could tell him where to send it. 8 days later, he was fired for performance. A human resource officer told him his probationary employees were no longer eligible for the fork offer. He received an email declaring on Wednesday finally he was accepted after all. He said, this whole thing has just been a bundle of uncertainty. It's very disorganized. I feel like they're just making it up as they go. And now administration officials and agency leads are scrambling to fix their blunders and get back in touch with employees who have lost access to government emails and work devices. Well, we're seeing this across people that deal with our nukes. They're trying to... fix bird flu. I mean, this isn't cutting government fraud and waste. This is just mass chaos.
Yeah, and they're laying off people at the FAA, and we're having more plane crashes and incidents. You know, this is about chaos and cruelty. That is the point of it. And it is in Donald Trump's efforts to instill fear, make people feel desperate, anxious, despondent, and depressed. So they will not continue to speak out and rise up against his corruption. Don't fall for it. And unfortunately, Steph, I think we are now going to see thousands of people in legal battles in court for the next year or two fighting these wrongful terminations. And, you know, nobody should have to be put through that. But Donald Trump doesn't care. In fact, if the federal government has to pay out billions of dollars because they just wrongfully terminated all these people, Donald Trump doesn't care, because he's trying to accomplish the chaos and cruelty today because he thinks it strengthens his hand by weakening the American people.
You know, Glenn, also, I keep saying this too, and this has to do with maybe you're saying no more corporate media for me and the media doing their job. Ron Filipowski said, I assume at some point we're going to get to see hard actual proof submitted in a sworn affidavit, grand jury indictment, congressional testimony, etc., that millions of people are defrauding trillions from Social Security, or is it just going to be social media posts and TV hits? I mean, you always say that, like, what a court of law under oath and facts are different than, I mean, to the point. Someone else posted, Elon Musk posted a screenshot of a spreadsheet that illustrated more than 350 million Americans over 150 years old receiving Social Security payments. 350 million exceeds the population of the United States. They are making up numbers to enrage the ill-informed, right? Yes. And flashing things that make it look like it's evidence, but wouldn't stand up for a second in a court of law, right?
Yeah, and I do fear that corporate media, legacy media, mainstream media, continues to play Donald Trump's game. I don't understand why. I hope it's not simply motivated by how many eyeballs they can get on cable TV. But, you know, that's why I think the rise of independent media is so darn important right now. Donald Trump stands up and just says, well, Zelensky started the war and he's a dictator and we're going to make Canada the 51st state and we're going to... And where is the concerted effort by legacy media to deliver to people in a thoughtful, consistent way just how corrupt and criminal this administration is? Instead, we're chasing the fact. I mean, this morning I watched for, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes on mainstream media while they talked all about how Donald Trump called the American hockey team and they loved it. We're going to be putting out a video. Let's go to the why does America need that right now? Well, it's a distraction that helps Donald Trump. Why is mainstream media? I don't intend to make this a bashing session on mainstream media.
No, I know.
But why are they falling for it?
Well, they're seeing the same polling we're seeing. Trump's numbers. What did Harry Anton say? His numbers are underwater like the Little Mermaid already. So we're not taking crazy pills. That's why they're doing this like bait and switch. Oh, Elon's going to send everybody $5,000. It's like such bull. You know, it's like, oh, don't look at that. You know, how he's like looting millions in government contracts and finding zero government waste. Right. And
everything they say is the equivalent of we're going to build a wall on the southern border and Mexico's going to pay for it. That's all. Everything Donald Trump says boils down to that, something that will never happen. He knows it will never happen. But the media will chase that endlessly.
It's the equivalent of how they used to say dragging a dollar bill through a trailer park. It's like, you know, hey, how come I didn't, like 80% were against pardoning the January 6th. If you look at the latest Washington Post polling, huge percentages are against everything he's doing. And they're just like, oh, look at this dollar bill over here. You know what I mean? Like that, hoping people are just as stupid and ill-informed and selfish as when they voted a month ago, I guess. Right.
But I think the good news, I'm always looking for some point of light. Sometimes I have to like close one eye and squint and turn my head to find it. But listen, he is overplaying his hand every day. He is alienating more and more and more of the American people. You know, he's cutting park funding. He's cutting the, you know, FAA. He's cutting this. He's cutting that. Yeah. He's cutting, you know, Alzheimer's research or Parkinson's research. I mean, yeah. All of this stuff is about cruelty and distraction. And here's the thing, Steph. The worm will turn. More and more people are turning against him. Even the Republicans, world consensus is turning against him. So this is not sustainable.
Right. And can I say, Glenn, you know, I'm a fan of many people on MSNBC. So personally, I'm going to be sad. I'm going to miss you because I love watching you. I'm so happy we still get you. But Rachel Maddow, for one, she just exposed the GOP for what they are, behind closed doors, begging Trump to exclude their states from cuts while lying to your face on national TV about supporting his agenda. They're scared to stand up to him, but they'll happily destroy us all. I mean, Rachel Maddow is a national treasure. I mean, obviously, you know, I love Nicole Wallace. There's a lot of, you know, great democracy warriors there. I just want us to support. Yeah. But I want to ask everybody to support what you're doing independently as well. There is, you know, we have got to build this ecosystem ourselves.
Yeah, Steph, you know, listen, Lawrence, my gosh, oh, Lawrence God. At 10 o'clock and Rachel and Nicole and my Joy. Friend Katie Fang, who's a justice warrior, former prosecutor herself. I love and admire and respect these people. I just don't appreciate the message of mainstream media anymore and what they choose to focus on and what they decline to focus on. But here's the thing. I'm on Substack now. I just launched this week. I'm not pushing Substack. Nothing is behind a paywall on my Substack. I don't put stuff behind a paywall. I was on with Jim Acosta last night and we actually dug down into the legal issues that to the average person are inexplicable until I say, Jim, let me tell you what this U.S. attorney in D.C. is doing. Let me tell you what Bove is really doing. And if you give it to people in terms they can understand, it's like, holy crap, you're kidding me. That is how dramatically they're abusing the power of DOJ.
Yep. Listen, that would totally turn me straight. You and Jim Acosta together. Tell him to call me. We're trying to get him on. Okay. Democracy warriors. Thanks, honey. See you next. Oh, not next week. You're off next week. You're on vacation.
Off next week. I'll be back the week after.
All right.
Love you, Steph.
Love you. Mwah. All right. Bye. 51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Snuggled into my Cozy Earth sheets watching Glenn Kirshner and Jim Acosta. Ciao. In my Cozy Earth pajamas, which are so eleganza and soft. And button up. Wow. It's my love language. Okay, after a long day, my love language is slipping into my luxurious.
With your la-la-la-la-la-la.
No, well, that's my terrier sleeper cells, Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah. My canine la-la-la-la-la-la-las. Okay. Not like that. Just snuggle.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that.
That's weird.
It's Friday.
All right. Okay. Don't make a peanut butter joke. Cozy Earth Men's Collection has everything he'll love, pajamas, joggers, and more.
Why is there peanut butter in your nipple?
Stop it. Stop it. I'm just clumsy. Get 40% off.
Your nipple dived headfirst into...
Yes, I tripped into a vat of... Yeah.
A peanut butter.
Okay, listen, 40% off at Cozy Earth. Don't make everything beautiful dirty again. CozyEarth.com. My code is Stephanie. You get 40% off. Don't forget, if you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
The 21st century is a very dangerous century.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wait a minute.
What's your love language? For me, it's Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth elevates and loves little moments like curling up together at the end of the day. Their bamboo sheet set redefines what it means to relax as a couple. My couple, of course, is my dogs. Incredibly soft, smooth, breathable. It's like sleeping on a cloud. After a long day, there's nothing like slipping into those sheets. Every night feels like a mini getaway. Honestly, never slept better. For her, Cozy Earth Bamboo Pajamas, that is a gift she won't stop raving about. Silky yet breathable. These are the kind of pajamas she never wants to take off. Perfect for lazy mornings or winding down together after a long day. And don't forget him. Cozy Earth Men's Collection has everything he'll love. Pajamas, joggers, and more. Comfortable, versatile, made to last. It's the ultimate gift for your guy. This month, show your love with Cozy Earth. With a 100-night sleep trial, a 10-year warranty, and a gift that speaks to comfort and connection. They deserve this. Get 40% off at CozyEarth.com with my code Stephanie. CozyEarth.com, code Stephanie. Don't forget, if you get the post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. While we've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That is a big deal. If you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. My favorite is the CBD Relief Stick because I'm always overdoing it exercise. Once you try it, you're going to wonder how you ever got by without it. 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee. We trust CB Distillery. You will, too. If you're still turning to remedies straight out of your grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. Right now, save 20% with the promo code Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. That is CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. February is Black History Month. Madison will soon have a new landmark, the Center for Black Excellence and Culture. It's set to open in the fall. Meanwhile, Lisa Hale has one Wisconsin man story.
A former professional football player with the Green Bay Blizzard, the only player for that team to have his jersey retired, and new head coach at Southwest High School in Green Bay. B.J. Hill is a modern-day history maker and featured athlete for Black History Month. While training young athletes, inspiring their performance, and racking up the wins may be the main part of his job description, Hill says setting a culture for the students at Southwest High is his first priority.
The first thing is getting to know the students, right? And so I don't want to come in and just be a dictator. I want to understand what each student and what each player is dealing with in their personal life, and then I can empathize with them in terms of what they're going through. And as long as they know they have a personal relationship with me, they're going to want to run through a wall. That's just the way it is.
Now that his playing days with the Blizzard are over, Hill says he can focus on what he found to be his true calling.
I was like, you know what? This is exactly what you want to do. This is your passion. You know, you love coaching. You love teaching kids.
Hill emphasized that, yes, he wants to see the athletes at Southwest High School to a winning season. But he also wants to help the athletes and their fellow students win at life.
I'm an extension of the parents, you know, whether it's a one-parent household, two-parent household, I'm on your team. And so the goal is we want to build these boys into young men. That's the first order of business.
BJ Hill, coach, culture creator, teacher, and Black history maker. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
You can find more local news at WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Happy Friday to you. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, mostly clear with lows near 7 above. Warmer this weekend, mostly sunny on Saturday with highs in the upper 20s. Up to 37 for the high on Sunday. Current temperature is 6 degrees.
Right now at Verlo, you save big on your new mattress during our President's Day sale. At Verlo, we make a better mattress at a better price that's backed with our lifetime comfort guarantee. We make all of our mattresses locally and pass the savings on to you. And for a limited time, all of our adjustable bases are on sale. You don't want to miss our President's Day sale. Wake up, sleep better. Furlo.
Matt Nair, a voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Jane, Matt Nair, and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area joins us. Pete Schwabba from Nightlight will be here to talk about the major plot flaw in the movie Green and Gold. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate in an all-night session working to pass a budget resolution that will be key to enacting many of President Trump's initiatives. A federal judge will consider a request to further block the Trump administration from freezing trillions of dollars worth of grants and loans that fund everything from clean energy to bridge repairs. You'll make it if you can last one more day. That's what ABC's Ginger Z says about the freezing cold temperatures, including in the South.
Macon this morning, Mobile, Birmingham, Memphis, all tying or breaking daily record lows, but this is the end of it. We are going to see the warm-up. Here it comes. Nashville into the 60s, New Orleans close to 70, and Chicago will go up close to 50 as we start next week.
In court today, accused CEO killer Luigi Mangione, several of his supporters lined up outside the New York City courtroom. The next phase of the hostage release will happen tomorrow in Israel. Six hostages are set to be released in exchange for more than 600 Palestinians held in Israeli jails. This is ABC News.